Just a couple of things before I begin. I meant to announce this earlier in the preliminary remarks, but due to vacation, D. Dallas, you know, most of you know he joined the church last week, and due to vacation, it's going to be probably 2 weeks from this Sunday before we're going to be able to have his baptizing. So keep him in your prayers. And also, I believe it was last week, somebody brought me a key which looks like a door key that was found, I think, out on the, maybe on the front steps. So if you lost a door key, we've got one up here. I want to call your attention to some scripture that I suppose Brother Wheat passed this up probably several weeks ago. It's in 1 Samuel chapter 7. And I don't know how long ago it's been since, probably been a while, hadn't it, Brother Wheat, since you were in 1 Samuel 7. You're in 2 Samuel now, so. But we want to read some scripture today from 1 Samuel chapter 7. And I want to begin reading with verse 3. 1 Samuel chapter 7, beginning with verse 3. And I ask a great interest in your prayers today. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and serve the Lord only. And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And I want to stop my reading there with verse 13. The thought that I have this morning, and I want to use this for a title today, I want to title this message, The Ebenezer Trail. And I want you to think with me for just a moment about what happened here, because Israel cried out to the Lord as they had done so many times, and God gave them a victory. And you know, that still holds so true today, because we still serve the exact same God. And not only is he the same God, but he hasn't changed in any way since that very day that we have read about here in the days of Samuel, who was a prophet and really, I suppose, the first of the judges. But they had cried out to God, and they had been given victory. And Samuel, in appreciation for what the Lord had done, and to set up a landmark, set up a memorial perhaps, for what the Lord had done, the Bible told us here that he took a stone, and he set the stone between Mizpah and Shin, and he called the name of that stone Ebenezer. And the thought that the Lord put on my heart, I want you today for a while, and perhaps this sermon today will call for a time of reflection, but I want you to think today with me about the Ebenezer stones in your life. And if we, as the children of God, if we were today to look back throughout the scenes of our life, if we were to, in our minds and in our memories, if we were to reflect back on the days of our years thus far, we would see all along the way of places that we have set up the Ebenezer stone. The word Ebenezer in the Hebrew language, which this was written in, it meant the stone, it meant stone of the help, or the stone of help. And that's what it was talking about, and that's what Samuel was trying to show here when he set this stone there where he did. Now, one thing that I think is very important is that we need to understand that Samuel was not worshiping a stone. He was only using the stone to mark something that had happened. He was not praising the stone. He was setting the stone there to show that it was here. And as we read in that verse 12, it says, he called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Hitherto, meaning here, right here. He took the stone and he set it there and called it Ebenezer, saying that it was right here that the Lord helped us. Right here is where we cried out to the Lord and he gave us a victory. And that's what Ebenezer is about. And it has been mentioned, I know, throughout the years of, in at least one old treasured hymn was talked about the raising up of the Ebenezer. Ebenezer, you might read in the Bible also, just so that, because it is mentioned in a few places in the Bible, and I wouldn't want to confuse anybody, because Ebenezer was also the name of one of the Philistine cities. And you might read about it in some places in the Bible, and it might be referring to a city. But here it was talking about this stone that marked the place where God had given them victory. And, you know, even as I thought about this, and even as I make that statement today, I can almost imagine the minds of the people of God beginning to go back through the days of your life and realize that we have had those places where we have been able to say right here, God blessed me and helped me. I've got one real special Ebenezer rock in my life. And that's what David said in the 116th Psalm. He said, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me. The pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. He said, gracious is our Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. I was brought low and he helped me. I think of a verse in the 118th Psalm in verse 13, David talking about his enemies. And he said, thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. Have you ever in your life, and I know that you're going to answer it in the affirmative, but think about in your life when you just felt like that the world was closing in. When you just felt like you were really in trouble, you were being like David felt here, that the enemy was thrusting sore at him that he might fall from it. Those times in your life when you know that there is something that you are facing, there's something in the mix that's just way bigger than what you are. I'm afraid sometimes that we don't see our need as often as we should. Because we need the Lord's help. I'm convinced that we need the Lord's help a lot more than what we call out to him for. We need his help. We're really weak and we're frail. And we're just not sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves. Our sufficiency is of God. The wisest thing that anybody can do is admit their own weakness. I mean, that's the first step to finding God, isn't it? Is to admit that this is something that I'm not able to do. And I found myself one time the same way that David found himself, and the way that he expressed it there in that psalm, how that he had this great spiritual condemnation within him. The sorrows of death, the pains of hell had just gripped his heart and just really seized his soul. And the only thing he knew that he could do about it was turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord. He said, the sorrows of death compassed me. The pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. Aren't you glad he's merciful? I was brought low and he helped me. And listen, friends, you know what? And that's the big problem. And I'm going to go ahead and say this here at this point. That's one of the greatest problems today with the watered down type of salvation that many people are presenting to other people in the world today. People don't get saved until they're convicted of their sin. People don't get lifted up by the Lord until they're brought low first. And there are people today, and they're trying to urge people, to accept the Lord and just, you know, make a mental decision and everything will be all right before that person is even convicted of their sin. And that's only going to deceive people. That's all it's going to do is deceive people about their soul. That conviction of sin and that condemnation of guilt has to precede it, doesn't it? And in every true case of conversion, it always does. I'm not saying that you will feel exactly like I felt. I'm not saying that we will experience it in exactly the same way, but we'll all experience that. We'll all experience that being brought low, that conviction of sin, that condemnation that comes as a result of that. And when I found myself there in that shape many years ago, the only thing that I could do was cry out to God for his mercy to cry out to God and ask Him to forgive me of my sins and to save my soul. And when my heart cried out to God in that way, when I was able to, by the help of God, to repent of my sins and to trust Him to His satisfaction, God spoke peace to my soul. And when He saved me, I set my stone there. This is where the Lord helped me. This is where I cried out to God. You've heard Brother Strode sing his song about the spot, the sacred spot. And I remember here several weeks ago, him and I went out one day. He had some places that he wanted to take me, some things he wanted to show me. And we went out one day and we went to a lot of different places. And he took me to a church, and I had no idea when he took me there. He took me to this church, and we went into the church, and we were walking around, and all I knew was that he was showing me a church. And then while we were standing inside this church out there in the country, he said, "Brother Miller, that's my spot." I didn't know we were at the place he got saved, but he said, "That's my spot." And he said, "I'm going to get down and pray." And I thought, when he said that, I thought about how that we've heard him sing that. If I could go there today, I would kneel down and pray in the place where the Lord saved me. And, you know, he's got an Ebenezer stone there. You know, there's something there. And thank God for everybody that's got one of those places. Thank God for everybody that's been able to raise the Ebenezer stone and to set it there and to say, "This is the place where I was brought low and the Lord helped me." But you know what I found out? I found out that after the Lord saved me, and it didn't take me long at all to realize that after the Lord had saved my soul, that there were still things that I needed God to help me with. And I'm going to tell you something, friends. If it were not for the Lord's help, if it were not for God showing up from time to time and, you know, doing the things that He does for us, I'm going to tell you before long, every one of us, we wouldn't be doing the things we're doing. I'm convinced if it were not for the Lord helping us, we'd just fall away. We would. The Lord, we face things, and I don't know where people ever got the idea, but somewhere along the line in our world, in our society, and I'm afraid that it is even creeping in among our churches, I don't know where anybody ever got the idea that living for the Lord is easy. Because it's not. It has never been an easy life. The very founder of Christianity, Jesus Christ Himself, when He came to this world, He had a horrible time in this world, didn't He? He suffered in this world. I mean, He suffered more than you and I are ever going to suffer. And the very head of all of it, the head of Christianity, the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, we read about His life and we find that it is marked by great suffering. And the Bible says that those that will live godly in Christ Jesus will also suffer persecution. The devil is against us, and he's a powerful evil force, and he doesn't want us to have victory, and he doesn't want us to do anything for God, and he'll unleash his fury on you if you're trying to serve the Lord. He will attack you every way he can if you're trying to do something for God. And the Christian walk is not an easy walk. I mean, if you really walk it, it's not an easy walk, is it? We have to have help. Now, it's not hard. Granted, it's not hard to get up on Sunday morning and go to an hour or an hour and a half church service. That's not really difficult, but to really live for God, there's going to be struggles along the way. There's going to be trials that we're going to face. We're going to get attacked, sometimes from directions that you didn't even expect it to happen. But every time that we go to the Lord, every time that we cry out to God, every time that we find ourselves in a desperate situation, you know, Israel here in these verses that I read from the 7th chapter of 1 Samuel, Israel here found themselves in a desperate situation. They found themselves in a very dangerous situation. They found themselves, and thank God for men like Samuel that realized just how much help they needed from the Lord, and begin to cry out to these people and pray to God and intercede for these people, that God would give them the deliverance that they needed. And every time that we find ourselves in those situations in life, we ought to cry out to God, and we ought to trust God to deliver us. And every time He does, every time God hears our prayers and answers our prayers, we need to set the Ebenezer stone there, and we need to remember, this is where the Lord helped me. And we need to mark those places in our lives that we might be able to tell other people about them. You know what I thought about when I read these verses in my study? I had the thought come over my mind. I thought, I'm glad that this was recorded a long time ago. I'm glad that this was written down. I'm glad that I know there was a day when Israel was just about to be overtaken by the Philistine army, and that Samuel began to weep and cry out before God and intercede for them, and God delivered them, and Samuel set this stone up to mark the place where God had helped them. I read that and I thought, I'm so thankful for God's word and the things that it tells me. I can read, I can sit down in my study or wherever I'm at and open my Bible and read it, and I can get the greatest blessing out of reading the things that are written in the Word of God. But listen, I'm thankful also that I have those milestones in my life. I'm thankful for those Ebenezer markings in my life along my way that I can go to, and I can relate it to people, and I can tell them, listen, this is what was happening to me at this certain juncture in my life, at this certain time in my life. This is what was happening to me, and I cried out to God, and He helped me with a mighty deliverance. I'm glad I've got those experiences to tell people about. For those of you today that are here that have been called to preach, you may be able to relate to it the same way that I can. I remember one of those great stones in my life, one of those times that I reflect too many times, was the first time I ever tried to stand for the Lord and preach. God called me to preach. I suppose my wife could probably give you the best account of all. I think I about drove her crazy. I mean, I was scared to death. Scared to death. I was nervous. I mean, as the old saying, I was as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a big room full of rocking chairs. I mean, I was nervous about what God had called me to do. And I remember that night, you know, going there to Southside Missionary Baptist Church that evening service, for the first time to stand up and try to preach the Word of God. And I was sweating. I just my mind was all disturbed and I just didn't think it was something that I was going to be able to do. And I got up there and I stood up there behind that pulpit and I opened my Bible and I read my reading lesson and I began to feel something. I began to feel something that I had not felt in that way before. I began to feel a help. I remember my youngest son, I got to hear his first sermon. And I'll never forget, he got up and he started talking and he started telling the people about how when he was in high school, how that he would have such a hard time giving an oral report, giving a book report, giving a vocal presentation of anything. He talked about how he would have such a difficult time standing before the class and doing that. And he said, when I stood before that class and gave my book report, he said, I didn't feel what I'm feeling here today. And I knew what he was referring to. I could remember, think back and remember how that the Lord helped me. And I set that stone there and I reflect back on it. And God continues. He continues to help us along the way. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. You know, listen, friends, if all of the elements around us were just out of place today, if the world was shaking around us today, the children of God would have nothing at all to fear because the Lord is a very present help in trouble. If you don't think that He is, you just cry out to Him from the bottom of your heart and you'll find out just how He's able to help you. God has helped me through things, and I know that He's helped you through things that I never thought I would get through. And I want to send this out to you today. I want to send this out to you today in love and in encouragement, because you may have something happening today in your life that you really need help with. And I want to encourage you to give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Don't try to be big, and don't try to be brave, and don't try to be tough. Give it to the Lord. He is our helper. As we read in the 13th chapter of Hebrews in verse 6, the writer there said that we can say boldly, the Lord is my helper, and He is our helper. And if you'll take those things that are troubling you and bothering you, and you'll lay them down at the feet of Jesus. And you know, the Bible says, and in the writings of Peter, he told us this, cast your care upon Him because He cares for you. Friend, listen, we can carry those chains around. We can carry those burdens around until they just drag us under. But the Lord says, bring your burdens to Me. Cast them onto Me, and I'll help you to carry them. And if you take them to Him and you cast them off of yourself and cast them onto the Lord and say, here, Lord, I can't carry this. I can't bear this. You're going to have to help me with this. And you look to the Lord to help you. He'll give you a help like you just won't believe. I remember a time in my life when I got very low. And I began to cry out to God. And I mean, I was really crying out to the Lord. And it just felt like He just put His hands under me and His arms around me. And just, it was just like I could just feel the Lord lifting me up out of my distress. And I set a stone there at that place, and I remember it to this day. That was a place where the Lord gave me great help. We've got them in all different places, don't we? Brother Doss, you got one out there in the fence row? Got one of those stones out there. We've got them in all different places and all different. I know Sister DeMumrum's got one there, what the Lord did for her at the hospital. Set a stone there. This is where the Lord came and helped me. And if we can look back through our life, and the reason I chose to entitle it the Ebenezer Trail, if we can look back through our life, we would see those stones for many miles behind us in many different places where we would know this is where the Lord helped me. This is where God strengthened me. This is where God brought me out of this horrible situation that I was in. And you ought to set a stone there when he does. Those things that we can share with other people, those things that we can let them know. In the 121st Psalm, in the first two verses, David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. That's where my help comes from. In the 27th Psalm, David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Who is your strength today? Where are you? Who are you looking to today for strength? Are you trying to battle these things on your own and finding out that you're not strong enough for the battle? And again, I want to encourage you, if you're doing that, give it over to the Lord and let the Lord take it up. Let the Lord carry it. I'll tell you what, I guarantee you that God is strong enough to carry every burden that everybody has in all of the world. God is sufficient for all of those things. There's going to be times. There's going to be times in our life, and there have been times in our life, I suppose, when we feel the need stronger than we do at other times. We have those times when there's just so much. It just seems like this is just too much. This is too much for me. And we just give it over to him. And we trust the Lord. And he's able to give us the help, give us the strength that we need. And when you get on the other side of it, and you've got the victory, the Lord has given you the victory, and you've set the stone, and you've marked that spot, and you can look back, and you can say boldly that the Lord is my helper, and in him I don't have anything at all to be afraid of. Isn't that what David was doing when he faced Goliath? When he went out there, I think Brother Wheat may have made mention to it this morning, but when David faced Goliath, when he went out there, wasn't he looking back at some of his Ebenezers? Wasn't he looking back at some of his stones? Wasn't he looking at Goliath and saying, well, he's big. He's big. He's a giant. I'm facing a big man here. But wasn't he looking back and saying, But the Lord delivered me from the paw of the bear and of the lion, and the same Lord can deliver me from the hand of this uncircumcised Philistine as well. Those things that we set up along the way, those stones that we set along the way, as we look at our own Ebenezer Trail, not only is it something that we can tell other people about that will exalt our Lord and lift Him up before people, but we can look back at those things and we can get strength for the next trial. We can get the strength that we need. We can say, well, I'm facing a giant here, but by the help of God, I've faced them before. And He delivered me, and I marked it there with a stone. God brought me out. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I don't love Him as much as I should, but I sure do love Him. I don't serve Him as well as I should. I don't give God what He deserves. I confess that. I don't think any of us do. But we need to strive to serve Him. And when God is so good to us that He shows up and He blesses us and He gives us what we need, and we mark it, we need to tell people about it. You know, I'm going to make this statement. I believe it to be the truth. I believe that we, as the people of God, have become way too quiet. God gave us a voice, and we ought to use it to praise the Lord with. We ought to tell people more than what we do about those times in our life. That it was here, that the Lord helped me. It was here that the Lord gave me victory. Those things are to be shared. They ought to be shared. God wants to be praised, doesn't He? And He deserves to be praised. So God bless you, and I appreciate your attention today, and I hope that it's been helpful to you, and I hope that if you're struggling today with a battle, if you're fighting a battle within today, I want to encourage you to just look at the trail. Look back at the times in your life when God helped you. And I pray that it will give you the courage to trust Him again. Anybody have a word on your heart today? If not, thank you for your attention. Remember service tonight. Remember service tonight at 6 o'clock. Come back. Be with us this evening.
Bless you, Brother Wheat. Appreciate that. Any others? If not, God bless you all. Thank you for coming. Once again, service tonight at 6 o'clock. Please come. Stand together.